On your Arizona Saturday morning, No Time to Kill. Don't waste your Saturday mornings. Tune in to Rosie on the House. Let's see how we can't help you along with any project you're trying to tackle in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin, whether you're trying to do it yourself or you're trying to get advice or information or tips on how to get it properly done for you. Shall we go to Alan, who's been on hold, very patiently waiting? See if we can take his phone call and help him out just a little bit. Alan, calling from Tucson. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Listen, I have a compost. I live in the foothills of Tucson.
Nice.
Catalinas. And I've got a composite driveway. The driveway's about 17 years old. And it's in general in very, very good shape. I have one small area. It's a small divot about the size of a walnut, where it's starting to decay, I guess. It's kind of like a cavity. It gets a little bigger every year. It's about the diameter of a walnut and about maybe 3/4 of an inch deep.
Hmm.
And it's right in the track of the cars where they would come up the driveway.
Okay.
So it gets a little bit aware. And it's a beautiful driveway, and I need to kind of repair it before it gets much worse, and I need to blend it in so it looks good as well. And I was wondering if there was someone I could go to here in Tucson that would, or your recommendation as how to repair it, or if there's someone here in Tucson that I could go to.
Yes. You ever get down to I-10 in Prince?
Sure.
All right. There's a Mason, Marvell Masonry right there. And
Marvell?
Yeah, there's a... I would take a picture of what it is you're dealing with.
Sure.
And get in there and show them and see if they don't have a... You said it was a composite driveway. Is that to say like it's a colored concrete with an acrylic finish on it?
It's a colored concrete, but it has the... I call it a composite. It's got like pebbles on the surface, pebbles, I guess you would call it.
Okay, we can accomplish that by putting the pea gravel into the concrete and broom washing it, or we can actually finish the concrete and then apply an acrylic on top of it. Do you know which of the two of those were used?
Yeah, there was no acrylic on the top, so it would have been the former.
Okay, so it's the granules are in the actual concrete itself, and then we broom finished it to expose the aggregate, give it a little bit of traction, and take away that boring finished polished concrete look. So,
there you go. That's it exactly. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's where I'd take a picture of it. I'd go there and see if they couldn't whip me up some kind of a little patch kit that you would get in there and seal it. That fortunately, you're talking about a pretty small little piece, but the problem is going to be if it's a colored concrete, trying to match that color in such a small repair. Maybe they have some kind of small minor epoxy repair kit or something, but that's the first place I'd go and see if they could help me out. If they couldn't, then I would hope that they could steer me in the right direction. All right.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. That's a big help. But you know, your concerns are my concerns too with regard to matching it and making it look good, because it's a very very attractive driveway, and it looks like something might have been dropped on hard at that small area over time, if eroded, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes when we're doing those kinds of finishes, you know, we put in various sizes of aggregates in concrete. The gravel makes a very handsome broom finish, but it's also got some larger aggregate in it as well. Sometimes those larger aggregates float to the top and it isn't tamped well enough, and it may have just been one of those larger aggregates that got actioned by a tire, got thrown out.
Yeah, and they're small. The aggregate size is probably about 1/4 inch, and it's a very beautiful finish. Another question related, do these type of driveways require periodic sealing?
It wouldn't hurt anything, but once you start sealing it, you're going to inherit a maintenance problem, not a problem, but project. because the,
yeah, I hear that.
The seal will start wearing off where the traffic pattern's the heaviest, and to keep it looking consistent, you're going to have to continually keep doing it. So we tell people if you're insisting on doing it, just know you're going to insist on doing it on a regular basis. There isn't any compelling reason to seal it in if you don't need to.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thank you so much. I'll check with Marvel and see what they can do for me.
Okay,
thanks,
man.
Thanks so much for taking my call. I enjoy your show. Keep it up. And I listen to you every week.
All right. Thank you very much for the kind words, Alan.
And for you and everyone else, as you're driving around, Marvel is part of a bigger company, Border Construction. And I think the building might say Border.
Still says Border.
On the freeway. And there's a Marvel sign, I believe, as you get around. They've got a nice showroom of pavers and hardscapes out in the parking lot. But as you're coming across the freeway, it might say Border. So don't let that, you know, pull into Border. You're at the right place.
Right there on the east side of the freeway at Prince. And you know what Alan had done in his driveway? The broom finished, pea gravel exposed colored concrete was the number one walkway and driveway we were installing all through the 90s. It was just so much more handsome than the boring gray troweled concrete. But I'll tell you what, we aren't putting in hardly any of that anymore. Pavers have replaced the entire concrete driveway issue. And people always ask me, what are the price comparisons? Well, a lot of that just depends on the actual site conditions and what prep needs to be done to get the concrete down and or the paver down. But you're not going to spend any less than $4 or $5 or $6 a square foot for concrete. And you can get pavers starting at about $6 to $8 a square foot. So if you're contemplating laying any kind of large outdoor surface down for driveways, for sidewalks, for RV parking, whatever it might be, research pavers. And people will say, well, I'm parking a Class A diesel pusher motorhome on it. So they have pavers on the runway at Dallas International Airport. Does your Class A diesel pusher weigh any more than a 757? Huh? Let me just ask you that. So there are different applications when we're trying to support that kind of weight, but they can definitely handle it. The concrete we pour out on slabs generally gets delivered at about 2,000 or 2,400 PSI strength. We at Rosie on the House don't pour anything that's less than 4,000 PSI. Concrete pavers are minimum 6,000 PSI. And then if they're laid properly, and you need to get them laid by Interlocking Concrete Paver Institute certified contractor, if they install them in the certified way, they'll hold up forever. So if you're contemplating any large flat surface in your backyard, in your front yard, replacing your driveway. I have a driveway at one of my rental properties. It's an old asphalt driveway. It's in horrible shape. Well, I'm going to leave the curb, and I'm going to come back about 20 feet, and I'm going to saw cut the asphalt, and I'm going to lay a stretch of pavers in there. And in a couple more months, I'm going to go up there and saw cut another 20 feet, remove that asphalt, and lay another 20 feet of pavers. That's the other thing that's so great about pavers, is you can tackle it as your time and or your budget allows. Makes a great exterior surface and finish.
They're also relatively easy to freshen up. And if you were to get, say, an oil stain somewhere, you can just take out.
Someone you knew was deep frying a turkey.
Yeah, and maybe spill some oil like all over the place. Yeah.
And
here and there.
So made you just a little trail that he didn't realize was still dripping.
Yeah.
Of course, that's someone else, right?
We've heard this happen somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But you can just pick those pavers out, you know, and replace. Of course, if you do it right away, there are products you can do to use to remove it, the stain. But if you are, say, really busy, like with, say, hobbies and stuff, and maybe some work.
Family, children, grandchildren, mm-hmm. horses, dogs.
And it settles in there, then you're best just to pick it out. But hey, I did.
But
did
that
you...
does prove one thing. Pavers are fireproof.
Did you look at my work this week?
I didn't throw the old jaundiced superintendent inspection eye on it. I just kind of glanced at it on a quick rush.
I took some pictures. I'll get them up next week on Facebook. But it's an amazing difference. I used the Technoseal product from Border. You can get it from Marvell. It's the Pro Series paver store line. And I blew it off. Then I used our super duper little home power washer.
Karcher mm-hmm. power washer.
And so each step of the way was an improvement. First one was, yeah, that's better. The water was, hey, that's great. But then I used the Technoseal cleaner on it, and it was amazing. It completely stripped off all the old, barely the top layer, because it's all fresh and like brand new. So that one, that particular product is not a green product. So if you have, but we don't have, plants or animals around that area. So, but they do also, I'm going to be testing, they have some biodegradable ones as well. But that one, that Technoseal one, what worked like a champ.
Yeah, I would think she's probably going to be checking my deep fryer setup next time before I am allowed to.
It'll be called Do It in the Sand Pit.
In the same location. Well, I liked it out front
because the kids
can play them back.
Yeah.
The dogs can play them back.
Okay.
I'll be more careful next time.
Okay.
So we're big fans of pavers. If you haven't gotten that message, we're not at the remodeling company, at other remodeling companies that I know of, other custom home builders. I know they're all singing the same song. When folks are looking to have concrete laid down, we're all asking you, please stop. Let us give you a proposal for pavers. Yeah, maybe it's going to cost you a little bit more up front, but boy, it is so much more handsome. It is so much prettier. It is so much lower maintenance. I mean, why would you spend the money to lay down just boring gray concrete? And there's only two types of concrete: the concrete that is cracked, or the concrete that's going to crack. That's the only two types of concrete there are. And with a paver, we've got a situation in a remodel we're doing right now in Paradise Valley. Romy, the neighbor has absolutely the most, as a matter of fact, I have John Eisenhower coming to look at it next Friday, has the most gorgeous, ginormous, beautiful, I wouldn't doubt that it isn't a heritage tree, mesquite tree. It is an absolute monster, planted 8 inches off of our client's driveway. It has caused the driveway to lift at least 8 inches. And of course, with our traffic in and out of the house, with our lumber trucks and deliveries and whatnot, of course, we've kind of worn that driveway down to the point where we're going to replace it. And I told him, I said, look, we're putting it back in pavers. We're not repouring this. We are just not going to repour this in concrete. So pavers, Belgard pavers to be specific.